The political brinkmanship of the United States government has finally reopened for business. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged Republicans to view the deal to end the budget crisis as a new opportunity for bipartisan cooperation. He says there have been no winners in the dispute that took the country to the brink of default.
That's not a surprise. That the American people are completely fed up with Washington. At a moment when our economic recovery demands more jobs, more momentum, we've got yet another self-inflicted crisis that set our economy back. And for what?
Let's check on the markets now and see how that news from the States has played out. And let's kick off with shares here in Australia. And the All Ords is up 36 points. ASX 200 is ahead by 37. Moving to the region and shares in Japan, the Nikkei, they're up 13 points. They've moved ahead since we last looked about half an hour ago. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng is ahead by 131 points. In New Zealand, though, they're going the other way, down 4. Mixed session in the States overnight. The Dow Jones ended virtually flat off just 2 points. The S&P 500 gained 12, and 24-point gain was the news from the Nasdaq. Finally, a quick look at the Aussie dollar, and that is off its recent highs. It's now trading just over 96 US cents.